I'm Ashley Taylor, here with Tanya Ribbink, a member of both the Hagersville Rocks Committee and Hagersville Lions Club, who hosted the massive Catch the Ace campaign earlier this year. To start off, can you tell me how many years this campaign has gone for?
We started our first round of Catch the Ace just before COVID, so I believe in 2019. We had to pause, and then we're able to start back up again. And that was only our first round, and it went, I believe, 21 weeks. And then we started up again, our second round, in May of last year, that we all know went for 45 weeks.
How much money was raised, and where did it go from this year's fundraiser?
So Hagersville Rocks will be donating 100% of our share of the proceeds to the West Haldeman General Hospital Healthcare Foundation. And we're still waiting on our final report to be approved from AGCO, but it looks like we'll be donating approximately $1.4 million to the hospital foundation. And then the Hagersville Lions Club will be donating just under $1 million to the food bank, and then retaining the remainder of their funds for different projects. And we have a whole separate committee that's deciding where other funding will go.
And as a member of both of these groups, could you tell me, like, for both of the groups, what it was like watching this event unfold, watching all of the media and everything to do with this fundraiser?
It was definitely surreal. I mean, when we did the first round and it went 21 weeks and our jackpot winner received just over $10,000, we thought that was kind of a big deal. So for us to, I mean, it was mind-blowing, the different milestones that we hit. You know, once we hit, oh, our jackpot will be $10,000, that was kind of cool. And then all of a sudden we're at $50,000 and $100,000 and $500,000. Every week we thought, there's no way we can sell more tickets. There's no way we can sell more tickets. And by the last week, we brought in over $1 million in cash that day. Like, it just, we kept breaking records that we never imagined we could break.
And I'm sure other folks that might be planning fundraisers might have watched this happen and are trying to think of how they can do a campaign like this, run a Catch the Ace. Do you have any advice for other groups to run a Catch the Ace that to make it as successful as this one?
Definitely. And I've spoken to quite a few organizations since we've completed. There's been different Lions clubs, different organizations from throughout Ontario that have reached out. And I've had many discussions, and I would gladly give them any information they need. I mean, there's no point in reinventing the wheel. The way I look at it is, it's communities supporting communities. When we started out in Caledonia, Habitat for Humanity was running Catch the Ace. And I approached them, and they were wonderful. They shared their digital files with me. They shared all the information that they could with me, their experience with AGCO. And that helped us immensely to get off the ground and running. So we are 100% willing to help anyone else with any questions they have.
Is there anything else that you want people to know about how this went, or maybe about the clubs themselves, anything like that that you want people to know?
It was amazing that the two organizations could partner so well together. Definitely in the beginning, it is something that can be handled by one organization, but we were so grateful to have each other to lean on. I mean, we had up to 50 volunteers by the end of it, and it's a lot of manpower. It's a lot of volunteer community involvement, and the patience of the community as well. I mean, the residents who live in the surrounding area of the Legion, especially, were dealing with 10,000 people raining down on their town once a week. And, you know, it was a lot to put up with. So I think if somebody wants to start this up, they have to keep in mind it quite possibly could be a 52-week commitment, and to have that in mind. It could end in 6 weeks, but you could go 50 weeks. And you just have to know that going in.